Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so it's been about a month, but she's joining us again here on the show. That will be Jessie Pierce from the Bar Down Beauties podcast, NHL.com. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And look, I love Jessie to death, but Jessie knows this about our relationship. As much as I love Jessie, she understands that, what's the best way to put this? She's my mistress. Okay, she's my mistress. She's my side piece. And cause who is my number one hockey gal?
Are you asking me? Because
yeah.
I know.
No, you know Linda who Cohn. This is. Linda Cohn. Linda Cohn.
My BFF.
Yeah, yeah. So Linda Cohn. So when I say that glowingly and lovingly about Jessie Pierce, because she knows that I love me some Linda Cohn. By the way, when was the last time you chatted with Elko?
Oh, gosh. She came into town maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, we chat once a year, usually at the beginning
of the
season.
Yeah, you didn't tell me about that meeting either. I hate you for that.
I did. You didn't come. I said, show up in St. Paul. And you're like, no, St. Paul, where is that?
No, I couldn't. No. I think it was a time I couldn't get. No, I'm saying it was like a work day or something like that. Now I'm like, well, how you're telling me?
We were working. That's all we were doing. We were chatting it up. I think it was probably toward the end of the season. Yeah, she's great. She's one of those like pinch me people to me because she truly was such an inspiration for me. Like, I loved her. I wanted to be her, right? And now she like texts me sometimes and be like, hey, Jessie, how are you? And it's incredible. Although the last time we talked, here's something I didn't know about her age, like, and you can maybe, this might change how you feel. She's a huge Swiftie. Like, huge. And so my co-host,
I'm a Swiftie.
Kirsten, and that would be fine. I'm not. I don't mind Taylor Swift. She's fine.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie.
Like, her and Kirsten went on. I was like a third wheel on this date for the two of them, and it just broke me because I was like, Linda, you're mine. You're my best friend, and
hey,
I couldn't relate.
Tell Linda Cohn that I am so much of a fan that the next time Taylor Swift is touring, I will buy the tickets and we go.
Ho-ho. You know what? You might just bring her around.
And I'm not cheap on tickets. I get good seats all the time. I spend money on good seats.
Good boy. I love it.
Yep. All right, so it's the off season, but really is there an off season for the big leagues? I mean, there really isn't an off season anymore. Like NFL is year round, the NBA is year round. I'm going to be out in Vegas at Summer League in the next couple of weeks. NHL it's a little bit more downtime than other leagues, but right now we're up against it. We got the NHL draft that starts tomorrow. I know that you'll be all over that. I wanted to have you on because when we chatted yesterday briefly on the phone, the Minnesota Wild had 4 draft picks, not a bunch of picks going into this NHL draft. Now they have acquired a pick. They made some moves today, and I want to get to those moves here in just 1 second. But prior to those moves today, okay, let's go back to yesterday. In your mind, what were the areas of need and concern that the Minnesota Wild needed to address? This is as of yesterday.
I mean, so much changes in 24 hours in our great world of sports.
Yep.
But even then, it doesn't, even with the moves, like you said, we'll discuss it, it doesn't change the priority, which needs to be finding a centerman. Now, of course, every team, all 32 of them in the National Hockey League, want to find a number one center. And Joel Eriksson-Ek, very, very good center for the Minnesota Wild. But the Minnesota Wild, since their existence for the past 25 years, have never had a really solid number one center. The problem is the free agency pool right now for centers ain't looking so good, especially the realistic options for Minnesota. When I say realistic, I mean the guy's probably entertaining the idea to come here. So it makes it a little hard. Bill Guerin has work cut out for him more than people assumed. Everybody just kind of saw the wallet book opening up with the Parisi Suter contracts off the book, meaning free agency was going to be a spending frenzy. I don't think that's going to be the case because, again, looking at the free agents available, especially in the center position, I don't love him. And so Bill is going to have to find a different way to find that centerman, because that remains the top priority, I think, for Minnesota this offseason.
All right, so make this a prediction for the future. Will Marco Rossi be on this squad next year?
That's a tough one. I mean, here's the thing about the Marco Rossi situation for any of those not caught up to speed. You know, demoting Marco Rossi to the fourth line in the playoffs was a decision by Bill Guerin. That certainly was, because it showed the rest of the teams in the league that there wasn't an appetite here in Minnesota for Marco. It also made them recognize, hey, Bill Guerin might want to get rid of this guy. So they were, you know, sharks in the water saying, we'll give you a low ball offer for a player who had 60 points, a 23-year-old centerman who had 60 points last season, an improvement of 20 points from the year prior. So there is a ton of value. The good news is, even if Bill Guerin isn't happy with him, and if Bill Guerin isn't able to get what he wants on the trade market for Marco Rossi, he doesn't have to get rid of him. He gets to keep this player on the roster. Is it going to be a little awkward? Is it going to be a little weird? Possibly. You know, we chatted with Bill Guerin today, and he touched on the Marco Rossi stuff just very minimally. He knows Marco's agent very well. In fact, he said Marco Rossi's agent was the guy that helped him in arbitration back when Bill Guerin was doing a holdout of his own because he couldn't come to contract negotiations. So he knows that he's looking out for his client, and Bill Guerin obviously looking out for the team. To answer the question as I word salad and walk around it, yes. I think so, right? Like, yeah. I think this whole situation is going to drag out until August, maybe even into training camp, because Marco Rossi is able to hold out. He is able to say, you know what, I don't like the contract. I don't like where we're at. I'm not going to play hockey, but I'm still on this roster. So that gets into murky waters as well. But I do think at this point, with teams not biting, it was reported that J.J. Pekera was a player for the Buffalo Sabres that Minnesota tried to trade Marco Rossi in exchange for, and Buffalo said no. So with those big turndowns, I don't know that Bill Guerin's going to have a dance partner in the trade market. So yes, Marco Rossi on the team.
Jesse Pierce from the Bar Down Beaters podcast and NHL.com joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Make sure that you are locked into all of Jesse's coverage on all the socials over the course of this NHL draft. So let's get to today. The Wild started off with trading Freddie Gaudreau for fourth round selection. Your thoughts on that?
You know what, as a person, Freddie Gaudreau is one of the best. You know, he is an absolute gem, so down to earth, really loved it here in Minnesota, and you aren't going to find a player that works harder than Freddie Gaudreau in his entire time here with Minnesota. I don't think anybody could argue that he was a very hardworking player, a very, you know, kind of gritty bottom six forward. The unfortunate thing is he wasn't able to produce, and Minnesota needs to have a player, especially with that depth, that can produce something. And Freddie Gaudreau, amongst other players, disappeared during the playoffs too. But Freddie was a name that you could see it. You get to save $2.1 million, I think, in cap space. So it allows for a little bit more flexibility. So bottom line, I don't hate it. You know, again, it's a business. And I think Bill Guerin will be able to replace a player like Freddie Gaudreau, either via free agency or down the road. And I think he's just happy with getting even that little bit of extra cap room here.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and then after that, a little bit later, tell me a little bit about this, because I don't know about these players. I'm going to be, you know, brutally honest and transparent. Yeah. But the Wild acquired Cameron Butler from the Columbus Blue Jackets for, is it Brendan Gaunce?
Brendan Gaunce, yes.
Brendan Gaunce.
Yes. That's a minor league trade. It's nothing that'll really impact the roster necessarily. Those tend to happen. They just are kind of piddly little AHL moves for different reasons, whether it's a change of scenery for the guys, which is usually what it is. Brendan Gaunce has been within the organization for a while, hasn't had the recalls like, you know, you'd expect to. Not something that I've ever really looked into, because I just look at it as an AHL trade, right?
Well, I typically, you know, the thing that I like about, and I'm not, I'm still, you know, very much a novice that way with regards to the NHL in terms of the lore, you know, leagues in terms of the prospects and stuff like that. But I do love just across the board in sports when those type of little moves happen. like the curiosity surrounding that, and I also like the developmental part of it too, because sometimes you will see a story of somebody that maybe one organization didn't foresee them having much success, or there was way too many people in front of them to get an opportunity, and then another organization takes that individual and really brings out the best in them.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great for the player, and it's great for the team too, right? I think Bill Guerin, of all people, recognizes that. Most general managers who have been around the sport long enough recognize that. Like, you do want to see your players succeed, and sometimes you can recognize it's not going to happen here, right? We're not going to either deploy you in the role that you want to be in or deploy you in the right situation. You know, blue liners for Minnesota, that's where it's going to be a logjam. You look at the young defensemen coming up, it's going to be a while before you get a chance to see them because Minnesota is so solidified there. So those are other moves that are going to happen too, just saying, hey, we want to give this guy an opportunity in the show. It's not going to be here, so we'll do him a solid and move him. So definitely, you know, not a bad thing, nothing that needs to be looked too deep to. It's just a simple, hey, see how you do elsewhere, see how Cameron does here from Columbus.
All right, I got one final thing for you, and it's not about the Minnesota Wild because we're going to be paying attention to what happens and what transpires with the draft, but are you around at the end of July? Are you going to be in town? You and the family going to be in town? Are you going to, because you like to, you like to, you like to move around.
I like to move around. I'm a little busy. I'm a little, as Sabrina Carpenter says, I'm a busy woman. I should be around the end of July, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just curious if we could go ahead and get the meetup over at Cup and Cone in White Bear Lake, and you can bring the real superstar of this segment, Avery.
She's telling everybody she's on the radio. I'm just kidding, but she does act like a
she
diva.
Should.
Like,
she I is, want her to. Superstar. I get more listeners. I'm come on. I'm looking for the younger demographic. Come on now.
Yeah, she's in. She loves, she calls it cups and cones because she likes to get the cup and the cone when she goes there every time too. She's a very literal person, which we love about her. Very direct and to the point. So we're absolutely in. Don't have to ask us twice.
Awake show, baby.
Yeah. Come on now. We're going to Cup and Cone. No. Wait, what did you say? Cups and Cone? We're going to Cups and Cone.
Cups and Cones.
We're going to Cups and Cone. We're going to Cups and Cone. Hey, Jesse, you're the best. I appreciate you.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. That's Jesse Pierce. Make sure that you're following all the stuff that she's doing, Bart on Beauty's podcast, and all the socials. Follow her on Twitter because it's Twitter and it's not X, or it's both. Does a phenomenal podcast. Check her out on Instagram too. She's awesome, and she's locked in.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.